Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTKM Morning Show Recap for Monday, November 30th, 2020. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We found that our diets are unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not you. It's the movies that are making you fat. There we go. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. This was an interesting look. What they were finding out is how influenced on food we are by watching movies. And what this researchers looked at was about 350 top-grossing movies from 1994 to 2018. And
wow.
They wanted to see what kind of foods are in there. Uh-huh. And what they found was is the foods in the movies were in higher sugar content, salty snacks, and alcoholic beverages showed up frequently and in larger portions than its recommended guidelines.
Yeah, Scarface, that was way too much sugar on his desk.
Yeah, not sure if that was sugar or not.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But it is kind of interesting to point out they hope that this data kind of helps movies makers in the future.
Right.
About making healthier choices for food. And I really got to thinking about this because I am watching a lot of Christmas and Thanksgiving mm-hmm. movies. But it is this huge, big feast with all these foods and everything like that. And, you know, it kind of puts in subconscious that's what you got to do.
That's right. Every table should be groaning with desserts and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily what we should be doing. We found out that 1 in 6 dry cleaners have closed or gone bankrupt because of the coronavirus.
That is a shame, too, you know.
It is. It's a shame because we don't really need the services of dry cleaning. We're, kind of wearing sweats to work as we, yep. Even if you do go into the office. And also, especially this time of the year, there's not as a lot of events that are going on that would require dry cleaning.
Usually for me, like my tuxedo, for 4 or 5 times a year after all the special events that we do, needs dry cleaning and suit jackets and dress shirts, things like that. I'm not wearing them anymore. Maybe I can get my daytime sweatpants dry cleaned.
Maybe that's what
something
we need
like
to
that.
Do. Yeah, for sure. Let's see here. We also talked about a pretty cool event coming up on December 21st. That is when Saturn and Jupiter will be so close, it'll almost look like a double planet.
Yeah, less than a full moon's width apart. And that's the first time in 800 years that's happened.
Yeah, last time I did that was March 4th, 1226. The next time it'll happen will be March 15th, 2080. So this will be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Once again, it's happening December 16th through the 25th, 2020, but the actual apex will be on the winter solstice, which is December 21st.
We've had some neat celestial stuff. We saw the comet. We've had a couple of lunar eclipses, a solar eclipse, and it's just been a weird year, but at least we've got a celestial little show going on.
Yeah, something to take off the doom and gloom of everything going on.
That's right.
Time to upgrade your Wi-Fi router. This is something that I really wouldn't think about, but believe it or not, there is now the sixth generation of wireless internet routing, which is now called the Wi-Fi 6.
Yeah, it just came out last year, too, so it's not like you've missed out on anything, but it is time to upgrade the old router.
Yes, and just like with all new technologies, each generation was an improvement. This the Wi-Fi 6 over the Wi-Fi 5, which is kind of the one that we're using now, is faster data. And actually more devices being connected. So it may
be about 30% faster.
Yes, and considering that the new iPhone 12 and Dell G7 laptop take full advantage of Wi-Fi 6, may not be a bad idea to do it. And considering it's about $100 more, maybe not that bad of an investment moving forward.
Yeah, and you're going to use it for the next 10 years because it took them 10 years to change the last one. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So we found out that a lot of the outlet clothes and merchandise that we love so much are actually made for the outlet malls.
Yeah, and made a little cheaper, too. So you just because you think you're getting pure Land's End, maybe that's not Land's End, but there's a way that you can actually snoop around and see whether this was made just for the outlet mall or whether it was made for the regular company.
And, you know, this is something to really consider when you're buying something online. You want to look at the label because that's where the information is. For instance, J. Crew, The Gap, and Banana Republic, they all actually indicate that it's an outlet item by putting like little stars or asterisks under their name on their on the label.
All right, so the label, the little tag that tells you the size, there's a little hint you can look for. So we look for diamonds on Banana Republic and Gap and J. Crew. What about Kate Spade?
Kate Spade, they'll have actually a little spade outline on the label there, as well as the stitching will be greenish instead of gold.
See, that's pretty good to know. Brooks Brothers also has a 346 on the tag. There are little things. I imagine there's a website where you can just look up, you know, what are the outlet codes for this particular brand here.
Well, yeah, and really in particular, especially I had no idea that even Coach Outlet is not really the Coach that you would buy at like a Tiffany's or whatever. They actually have the serial number. It begins with the letter F.
So that's an outlet item for Coach. So it's made not quite as nice as the $1,000 bag.
Right. So those are the things you need to look for, especially if you're buying things online.
Right.
And then we found out, thanks to Google Maps, they kind of keep a tab on when things are actively busy and not. We found the least busiest time to shop for your groceries is Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Sorry, you already missed it, folks. Sorry.
They found the busiest time to go to the grocery store would be Saturday afternoon between 12 noon and 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. I think we all know that one, don't we?
Yeah, don't go to the store there. They also found that Saturday at 10 a.m. would probably be the busiest time to pick up coffee at your favorite coffee shop.
Of course.
And they say the busiest time for restaurants makes sense would be Friday evening at 6. The least busy time would be Tuesday at 3 p.m.
So shop for groceries on Monday at 8 and go out to eat on Tuesday afternoon.
That's it.
All right.
So there's our show for today, Monday, November 30th, 2020. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KGK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Remember, folks, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.